Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia, the supervisor on the floor today with the fraud department. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Brenda Brown calling. I have a purchase that was made, or what did she call it? Like a monthly, yearly fee or something that comes out, and I'm not really sure what that was for.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
Yes, it's 5442 Maple Grove Road, Lake Ann, Michigan.
Thank you for the information. I do see where a purifier was purchased. You don't recall purchasing this item on the 24th of October for $7.45 at the day of purchase?
Okay, what was the purchase, though? What is
a purifier?
The item? A purifier?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I didn't purchase a purifier.
Is there anyone in your household could have possibly signed up for this service without your knowledge?
No.
Okay, so what I am going to do for you today is go ahead and reach out to your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account so they're able to verify the location of where the order was taking place and also what device was used to place the order as well. Give me just a moment.
Okay. Skipper.
Okay, so I'll wait on a response from your local authorities. What I am going to do is go ahead and issue you a refund for $7.45, four refunds of $49.97, and one refund of $56.95. Those refunds will take 3 to 5 business days. You will also receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours as well. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
Well, is there any way we can cancel this so it won't show up again on my card?
Your account has been canceled out. That prevents any future charges effective immediately.
Okay. That's what I needed to hear. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
Thank you. You too. Bye.